Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushboo and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with so much excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. Grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushboo, and I am your host on this podcast. We chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And with this podcast, I really aim to help you realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the reality and outcomes you actually want to experience, and how to actually go about and do so, especially now that manifestation has become this cool concept on the interwebs. It's very easy to get overwhelmed. And especially if you Google how to manifest, you're going to be flooded with millions of different ways in which you can go about doing so. And when we are faced with so much information, we end up doing nothing at all. And so with this podcast, I really try to break down the process of manifestation in a way that's actually tangible and you can start taking action on right now. And remind yourself that your life is being created on a moment-to-moment basis, and every single moment of every single day provides you with a new opportunity to show up differently for your life so that something different shows up for you. And if you have been listening to my podcast, or this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. But if you have listened to episodes in the past, if anything at all has resonated with you, or you've had a takeaway or a breakthrough, or just really enjoyed an episode, please come and tell me. It really makes my day to hear from you. I hang out most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. As always, you can head to the show notes for spelling, but even if you just want to come and just say, hey, I'm always happy to hear from you. So please come and give your girl a holler. But for today's episode, I wanted to share a few lessons this past year has taught me. It's so funny that every year I feel like I say something along the lines of, wow, that past year was so transformative. And I would actually consider myself very lucky to say that, to be able to say that on a regular basis, because that's just an indication of growth. And if we aren't growing, we are regressing. And sometimes that's feeling of stagnancy is the most frustrating state that we can be in, because there's a part of us that knows we are capable of so much more. But then it's really about asking ourselves, why am I not allowing myself to see what I'm capable of? Because only when I do so, am I able to open myself up to that expansion. And given that it's been an incredibly transformative year, I wanted to share some of the lessons that I've had. So if you have been listening to my podcast over the last couple of months, you will know that I was in Dubai. And up until last year, I was living in Bombay for 11 years. And it's crazy how much things have shifted in a year for me. And I wanted to share it with you so that you can realize that no matter where you are at in your life, what you are trying to manifest for yourself, whatever it is, but things are changing so quickly. The minute you show up for yourself, that is when you start opening yourself up to the magic that the universe wants to shower you with. But again, it all starts and ends with you. And so hopefully hearing my experience will motivate you to show up for yourself, because we all deserve to feel the sense of transformation, expansion, and really realizing how limitless you are as a person. And so, like I said, this past year, so much has changed. And I'm sitting here in Bombay, just so blown away in terms of where I was at this time last year versus where I am right now, both mentally and emotionally. And so, like anyone in Bombay, exactly this time last year, I was locked down in Bombay given the circumstances. And it was incredibly frustrating. And I remember just being cooped up at home for about 6 weeks. I really stuck to the rules. I didn't sneak out to go to the supermarket. I didn't sneak out to go for any walks outdoors. The government imposed a lockdown. You better believe that I was locked down at home, and I was frustrated. And at the time, there seemed like there was no solution. I remember thinking to myself, I cannot imagine living my life like this. Not so much about being locked down, but I think intuitively, I knew that I was ready for more in my life. I was ready for expansion. I really enjoyed living in Bombay for 11 years, but I wanted more for myself. But again, at that point, there didn't seem like there was any solution. And so when a solution doesn't present itself, we think that our current circumstances is the end result. And that only creates a sense of helplessness, anxiety, victimization, fear, and so much more. And yeah, I was mentally in a really low place. I just remember feeling so frustrated, especially seeing friends around the world in different parts of the world being able to return to some kind of normalcy. Obviously, I was really happy for them. But when you're on the other end of the spectrum, it can be really triggering. At that point, I had no idea that suddenly, out of nowhere, a conversation with a friend would be such a game changer in terms of what came next. And I remember it was a Sunday. I was sitting at home and I was just like, this is so frustrating, for lack of a better word. And then anyways, I was really committed to my habits. I was meditating every day, doing my gratitude. And I remember doing like a purge in my journal, just, you know, writing down the reality I wanted to experience. And I was just really honing into all that was thriving in my life. And it really took me out of my comfort zone. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ham on the gratitude and focus on everything that is going really well for me. And I remember that was a Sunday. And then on the Wednesday, I was at home, obviously. Where would I be? I was at home and it was like the afternoon. I called a friend of mine who was in Bombay as well, just to chat. I was like, okay, let me take a break from work. Long story short, she told me that she booked a last minute ticket to New York to go visit family there. And as a joke, I don't know if it was a joke, but anyways, I should ask her. But anyway, she was like, why didn't you come? Because she knows that I am a US passport holder. She was like, why don't you come? And initially, my reaction was absolutely not. Like, that's crazy. Like, that would be the dream. Something along the lines, that would be the dream, but it's never going to happen. Because again, my mind couldn't fathom that A, things could change so quickly. And without even realizing it, I was creating all these reasons as to why it would be a bad idea. Anyways, we start chatting. And the more we were chatting, I'm just like almost entertaining the idea. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me talk to my mom about it. And I'll tell you this evening. Long story short, got off the phone with her, spoke to my mom within 10 minutes, was already online booking a one-way ticket to New York, not knowing how much my life was about to change in so many different ways. So I booked a one-way ticket to New York, and bear in mind that I'm a serial planner. I like to know how things are going to unfold. I like to know when I'm traveling, when I'm coming back, etc. But I really had to go out of my comfort zone and not allow myself to create worst case scenarios and just get okay with letting go of control. And I committed to just seeing where life takes me. I said it as a joke to friends. They were like, oh, what are your travel plans? I'm like, let's just see where life takes me. Anyways, I really embodied that. I let go of control and I allowed my intuition to run the show. And a week later, I found myself in New York. 10 or 11 days later, I was in London, was there for a few months. Then intuitively, I knew, like I said, I didn't really want to come back to Bombay. And then during a meditation, as cheesy as it sounds, the idea of Dubai came into my mind. And as someone who's always been averse to the idea of living in Dubai because of preconceived notions that most people have that, you know, Dubai is plastic, it's pretentious, all that. Logically, it made zero sense for me to move to Dubai. But the more I started thinking about it, it was almost like I had to question myself, why not? Why am I creating limitations and stories around something that I've not even given a chance? I'm not even allowing myself to explore. And given my intuition's track record, it has never failed me. It's always led me to the greatest heights, even when it seems ridiculous. Maybe I should do a podcast episode on that, trusting my intuition. In fact, let me know if that's something you want to learn more about. Send me a DM on Instagram. So I leaned into my intuition and I said, you know what? I'm going to explore life in Dubai. I will give myself a couple of months there and see how it is. Went there with the intention of staying for 3 months, ended up staying for 8, which was amazing. And I also managed to get a sneaky trip to Kenya on an African safari, which, as you know, if you've been listening, that it was something that I have been manifesting. If you haven't already heard the podcast episode on how I manifest this safari trip to Kenya, go back to a couple of weeks in terms of my episodes and you can listen to it. And exactly 1 year later, I'm back in Bombay. I booked my ticket to New York last year, May 12th, 2021. And as I record this episode, it is May 10th, exactly 1 year, and my life is looking so different. And it's crazy because I was thinking about this yesterday, is that I'm sleeping in the same bed. I'm eating the same foods I ate last year, yet the quality of life that I'm experiencing is so different. I feel like such a different person, and just my overall experience of life is completely different. And this is what it's all about. It's not so much about trying to change the external circumstances, but saying, what do I need to change within me in order to attract better? Who do I need to embody? What are the lessons I need to extract? What are the ways in which I can use my current circumstances as a way to propel my growth? Because when I do that, when I change who I'm being from within, it has no choice but to be reflected externally. But again, if I'm waiting for something outside of me to make a change, I'm going to be stuck in the waiting period. And you know what they say, like attracts like. So when you are in an energy of waiting, you only attract more reasons to wait. And you know, it's funny because whether it's on my podcast or Instagram, is people might look at my Instagram, people might listen to my podcast and think, oh, Kushpu's so lucky. Like she can work from anywhere. Like she's, you know, traveled to so many different countries over the past year, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, I'm very grateful that I can work from anywhere. I'm really grateful for all the amazing travel I've been able to do, all the incredible memories, connections I've built and so forth. But don't get it twisted. I'm a human being. I have so many fears. I have so many doubts, worries and insecurities that could have so held me back from taking action. But despite all the doubts, fears, worries and insecurities that came along every step of the way, I still leapt. I still trusted that I was being fully supported. And when you can really just allow yourself to leap into the unknown, that is when you open yourself up to a new experience. And the minute you get out of your comfort zone and just leap, it really is leap, the universe will undoubtedly support you and propel you to heights you do not even know are possible. But again, it starts with you. And I would really encourage you to say, where am I letting doubt, fear, worries, insecurities paralyze me? Because at the end of the day, I deserve better for myself. But in order for me to draw in that something better, I need to do something different. I can't continue letting these doubts, fears, insecurities, and worries hold me back and cripple me. And so that all being said, I wanted to share some of the lessons that I've gained from the past year. So the first one is, like I said, allow yourself to be supported. I'm not saying that you have to be religious or believe in God. That's not the case at all. But you got to open yourself up to knowing that we are all part of something way bigger than us. You might call it God, the universe, angels, nature, whatever it is, but you are part of something way bigger than you. And that higher energy is always available and it's always where you support you. But if you keep letting your fears get the best of you, you only push away that support. Second lesson is, things are changing so quickly. We are constantly running on our logic, and we have this idea and this conditioning that good things take time, or we have to wait for what we want. But your life can change so quickly. The quicker you change your internal state and start to embody the version of you who already is experiencing the outcomes that you want to be experiencing, your life will mirror that so quickly. But again, it's, you have to get out of your own head and get rid of this idea that good things take time or how it's meant to be. Things are changing so quickly, and your desire can come to you in ways you would not even be able to fathom. And the more you entertain your limitations, that is what your experience will look like. The third lesson is, trust that amazingness is always around the corner. When you feel like nothing is happening, components are being reconfigured behind the scene. And remember I said to you on that Sunday, I was so frustrated and it just seemed like a no way out situation. But within 3 days, everything shifted and things were lining up, falling into place. There was so much visible alignment. Like it was just the most effortless and easy process to get to New York, from the booking situation to the hotel to getting there and so forth. And there's a phrase known as, it is darkest before dawn. And what that means is, when things are about to happen really quickly, you might face some of your hardest times and your darkest times. And that is the point when most people break. And that's why they don't allow themselves to receive their manifestation. But in those moments when it feels like you are about to break, you need to believe in yourself so badly and realize that, okay, it is darkest before dawn. And I am moving to my next level. And that is why all my fears, insecurities, worries, and doubts are coming to the surface. And I can either let them win or I can now realize what is going on and just hold on and really hone into myself, focus all my energy inward and trust that this is a passing period and it's just a matter of time till my manifestation comes my way. The fourth lesson is use your imagination wisely. Your imagination is one of your greatest resources, and most of us are using it towards focusing on the worst case scenario. But both the worst case scenario and the best case scenario are two imagined realities. Why not energize the reality you actually want to experience? And so really allow yourself to use your imagination to energize the best case scenario. And it'll feel a bit weird to start asking yourself the question, what's the best that could happen? Because we've been conditioned as a self-protective measure and as a defense mechanism to plan for the worst. But why not start to entertain the idea that things could actually end up working out in ways that you cannot even imagine? And on that note is the fifth, on that same sentiment is the fifth lesson, which is whatever vision you've created for your life, the universe will 10x it. So last year, I remember before I left for New York, like in those weeks leading up to it, I was so desperate to get to London. I just wanted to get to London, but because the UK had placed India on the red list, it seemed impossible. And I would have done anything to just get to London. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you all the different routes that I considered, but that's all I wanted. I was like, I don't give a shit about anything else. I just want to get to London. But at the same time, the universe not only got me to London, but it also got me to New York, which was just the most blissful 11 days. And not only was London the most amazing few months, but what came after that, I would never have been thought that I've been able to experience life like that. Those 8 months that I was in Dubai were just the most blissful. And I'm so excited because I also now know that is an option for me. So in a few months, I will be back there. And it's just reminding me of how quickly your quality of life can change. And right now, I feel like that is probably the most conducive place for me. The sixth lesson that I learned in the past year is all you got to do is focus on creating the shift internally. That is what manifestation is. Create the shift internally, maintain it for a bit, and then it has no choice but to be reflected back at you. And do not let impatience get in the way. So what happens is that a lot of times I see clients or people who've been trying to manifest create a slight shift internally, then they get frustrated because nothing is shifting, and then they go back to their old ways. You have to allow for the time lag. Let the universe catch up, because when it catches up, oh boy, is it going to explode in the most magnificent ways. But your job is to create that shift, make that your new norm, make that new internal shift your autopilot way of being, and your life has no choice but to mirror that improvement. The seventh lesson that I took out of this past year is that irrespective of where I'm at in life or what is going on around me, I am still worthy. I am still abundant. And the only blocks when I'm not feeling like I'm experiencing that worthiness or abundance is because of the limitations and stories that I'm telling myself. And remember that manifestation, you don't get what you want. You don't get what you're doing. You get who you're being. And so when you can really start to embody this energy of I am abundant, period. I am worthy, period. It has no choice but to be your experience of life. The eighth lesson is that life can feel really freaking easy. If I had to sum up the past year, I would say, well, I mean, there are many words I could use, but one of the words I would use is that it's been pretty seamless. Whether it was getting myself to New York or finally making it to London, finding an apartment in Dubai, getting to Dubai, sorting out my visa situation, manifesting a trip to Kenya, taking my business to the next level, starting a group coaching program. So many amazing things that happened over the past year. It was all pretty seamless. I put in the work. I showed up. I did what was necessary. But would I look at the past and be like, oh my God, it was such a struggle? No. I work hard, but I also work strategically. And the universe, like I said, it leaned in and supported me. And it felt very aligned. And it felt easy. And that's what it's all about. You get what you expect. So if you expect for life to be difficult and challenging and there's going to be problems along the way, that is probably going to be your experience of life. But if you can start to really tell yourself a new story, then that's not going to be my experience of life. I expect my life to be really fun, easy, enjoyable, and whatever does come my way, I will still be fine. And I will still make my life feel easy and effortless. Again, that will be your reality. You decide. The ninth lesson. So we have 10 lessons, so I'm almost done. But the ninth lesson is You're always moving forward. Even your lowest of low moments, they are still working out for you because they're providing you with the lessons you need in order to ascend to the next level. So yes, I've shared how like the past year was incredible on so many levels, but trust me, I've had many low moments. I remember back in November, it was probably one of my hardest months in a very long time. It was just a lot of stuff coming up to the surface, but because I was so uncomfortable, it forced me to go into another level of my growth process. I really, as much as I'm someone who's committed to doing the deep internal work on a regular basis, but I took that to the next level in November because I was like, I cannot carry this energy into the next month, the next year. And I was like, I have to figure out what the root of this issue is and I need to change it. And in doing so, what came after that was just incredible and continues to be incredible. But again, you have to reach that level of discomfort in order to do something different. That's just the way we are as humans. We're wired for comfort. And so we tend to gravitate towards familiar ways of being until it becomes so uncomfortable that we have no choice but to step out of our comfort zone. And the last lesson that I gave from the past year, well, the last lesson that I made a note of, I'm sure after I record this podcast, I'm going to be like, oh, damn it, I should have shared this. This lesson too. But anyways, the 10th lesson that I gained from the past year is be present and extract as much joy as you can from where you're currently at, because your point of power lies in the present moment. And when you can just allow yourself to be fully present and take as much joy from what is happening in front of you and also inject more joy into what is going on in front of you, it will only pave the way for more joy in your life. Because when you are in a joyous state of being, what comes next is going to be more joy. But if we aren't being mindful about where we're giving our focus and attention to, we tend to find ourselves either in the past, so we're residing in past guilt, regret, and so forth, or we are projecting ourselves mentally into the future, creating stress and anxiety over what may or may not be. But when you can really start to just focus on where you are currently at and really enjoy it, what comes next has to be positive. And so there you have it, the 10 key lessons I gained from the past year of transformation, growth. And I'm just very excited to see what comes next. And like I said, I recorded this podcast to not only share the lessons I took out of this past year, but as a reminder to you how quickly your life can change. But at the same time, if you are continuing to stay committed to your current way of being, so engaging the same autopilot thoughts, feelings, actions, and self-talk, your reality will continue looking the same. If you want to see a different outcome, you need to show up in a different way. And on that note, I am sending you love and all the abundant vibes, and I hope you have a super, super day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfill podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.